B-Pod Studios.
You too, James. What's up, buddy?
Oh, my God. I had to call. I'm the first time caller to your show, but I've never been so excited for a season with the Eagles and everything going on with the Sixers. I mean, since I was in college and I'm waiting on AI at Fridays, and you guys made a perfect segue for me. You're talking about AI and all the good feelings that we used to have with all the, you know, we went as far as we could, but we didn't get it, right? But this year feels different with these Eagles, and I feel like we can get over that hump with the right team from the beginning, right? And you start talking about practice, right? And then I start thinking about, oh, man, now we're talking about AI. We're talking about what I want to talk about, like Miles Sanders a little bit. And although, like, I'm super excited for this season, let's talk about practice. Now, he, from all the good sources that we have, he sounds like he's a, you know, he might be our gem, right? Well, can I get a little bit of that? You know, I feel like if I could just see him for two series in a preseason game, even if it doesn't mean anything, it could help me, like, bridge that.
Oh, so
gap.
It's about you now. It's not about it's not about the whole season. Yeah.
It's all about me. No, but I understand that, too.
No, right? I get your curiosity. I get the curiosity.
Dave, look at how ridiculous that sounds. Like, you just gotta wait. Well, you'll see.
Is it injury alone that we're worried about?
Yeah, there's no need to expose him to it. Like, you might get him, but you would hate me because I wouldn't play him.
No, I hear you. What do you think about this? But it works the other side, too, guys. I mean, what if he's not putting in that work in this real-time NFL, right? And if he doesn't have a couple series
here
and there.
He's getting more out of practice, James.
I don't know. I don't know.
No, James. You know, James. Come on.
He's getting more out of practice, dude.
I feel like he could be conditioned to the NFL speed a lot better if he plays a couple series at the least.
And he's going to throughout the preseason. But again, you don't need to, just because you got curiosity and you want to see him, and he's a guy that's been talked about. I know. It's not like I'm asking you to wait 6 years.
Listen, there's no game plan that goes involved, right? It's a vanilla offense. Again, he sees his speed in practice. You know, there it really is. Like, practice is where stuff gets done. I know, like, we think about a game and you think, well, how could practice compare to a game? Trust me, it does.
So you just can't wait another couple of weeks.
It's fine. I get you.
I'm excited too.
I'm excited for him as well. I get you, brother.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I've been excited since the moment they called his name at the draft.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You're right. Well, listen. Well, pretty soon, it'll be here for real.
Yeah.
For real.
It'll be 4 weeks from this Sunday, as a matter of fact. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station. Today, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
By the way, after Bring the Heat, I got to tell you about this story with Jalen Ramsey. It's classic. You're going to love it.
He's nuts.
He is bananas, but the lengths that he'll go to get inside an opponent's head are incredible. So stay tuned. That's on the way. But it is Bring the Heat, 610-771-9751. Leave your messages there. Let's see what we got today.
Best football today, baby. Let's go. E-A-E-L-E-S, Eagles. Woo! Let's go.
That's a simple yet effective way to start Bring the Heat.
It is. It's a great way to start it.
Yeah. Can we please, please stop with the analogy that Donovan McNabb never had any receivers? Because Donovan McNabb went to, what, 3-4 championship games in a row. So if he had no receivers, how did he get to the championship game? He didn't have the greatest. Okay, I'll agree. And when he did have one of the greatest, he got so jealous that he sent the guy packing. All right, so there's Donovan McNabb summed up in a couple seconds there.
All right. Yeah, I got no interest in discussing him either way. Honestly, I got I got no,
I would say no.
I got no interest in discussing. Like, literally, that thing should be taken off the board. It became completely meaningless, that whole era. And I loved it. But it really did become, it became meaningless once they won it.
Yeah, once the ball hit the ground.
There needs to be no more. The only soundbite you should play is Nick Foles.
How's everyone doing?
Yeah.
Or
let's make some noise, come on.
That's the only relevant quarterback sound.
So we can retire and Bagster, you know.
Number five, we'll always love you.
Yes.
See you later.
I'm going to Disney World.
Yes.
There you go.
A prediction for the Eagles this year. I see Nelson Aguilar with 9 touchdowns, Alshon Jeffrey with 8 touchdowns, and DeSean Jackson with 5 touchdowns, and Zach Ertz with 11 touchdowns.
Wait, one more time. 11 touchdowns?
He said 9 for Aguilar?
Yeah, 9 for Aguilar, 8 no. for Jeffrey, 5 for DeSean, and 11 for Ertz.
That's a little...
A little testy.
Industrious.
That's 33 right there from Carson.
Yeah.
Quick math off the top of my head.
That's too many for Aguilar. It's too many for Hurts.
What about Alshon?
Too many for Alshon. 8's a lot.
I mean, what about Goddard? 4?
Yeah.
You like that number?
I don't like any number because I don't know how they're going to use it. Use him. I know they're going to use him more. But I don't know what kind of packages, where he's going to be on the field. It's so hard to handicap where a Dallas Goedert or how many touchdowns, because if you're going to be real about it, and because I'm a loser, I just don't like to throw willy-nilly numbers out.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know how they're going to use them. And I don't know what packages and where they're going to use them.
All right, let me just give you this one. We take over-under on this. 37.5 touchdown passes on the season over. For Wentz. Over. Andrew, over 37.5?
I'm going to go under.
Wow. All right.
Not by much. Still in the 30s, but I'll go under 37.
32 years ago in 13 games.
Wow.
You got to consider that.
I'll still go under.
Ye of little faith.
No, not little faith. I think Carson's a fantastic quarterback.
Well, you better throw more than 35 this year to be in that MVP conversation.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to the movie tonight at 7 o'clock.
Good for you.
I'm not watching this preseason slop, okay?
What?
Good for you. Don't watch it.
See,
do me a favor. Take the season off, okay, guy?
See, I got to tell you, that's a shame. The idea of the preseason, it's slop and nothing, it doesn't matter, the whole thing. But it's football's back. That's the whole point of it.
I'm using this as an excuse to drink some beers with people tonight.
Get excited, yeah.
And congregate.
There's no reason why you can't get excited.
So what do you
for the game?
Yeah, you're going to drink some beers tonight, Andrew, with a bunch of your buddies, and you're going to talk about it because you don't have to. You're not hanging on every play, but you're going to talk about the team in the big picture this season.
Yeah, and you know what? Come fourth quarter, when some random guy who's not going to make the team scores a touchdown, I'll probably be drunk by then. And I'll celebrate like they won the Super Bowl. Yeah. It's just fun.
Yeah. Well, the okay guy, I tell you. I didn't think an okay guy and that okay guy's stock could fall. But his continues to fall with each call that he makes because he's such an idiot. I mean, did we find out if this knucklehead's coming to FanFest or not? Or does he get too scared to call?
He hasn't called regarding.
Come on, okay guy. I know you listen to your calls on here. What's next?
Order in the court. Order in the court. Will the 3 defendants please rise? The jury has found you guilty of total, absolute, fraudulent activity. How do you plead? Mr. Gabalicious?
Oh, my.
Okay, Mr. Clintack?
Well, Your Honor, if I'm guilty, it's on the players, you know? Not the free agents I brought in. I mean, what do you want? That's enough!
Okay, Mr. McFly?
McPhail, sir. Hey, if I'm guilty, I'm guilty. If I'm not, then I'm not. What do you want from me?
Enough! Off with their heads! Now!
The triad.
I like the trial of the triad.
The quote in Bob Nightingale's story. The Phillies, they remain beloved by the front office. Gabe remains beloved by this front office. They love his passion and sincerity. They love his willingness to be fully indoctrinated into the organization, Anthony. He goes on to say, whether it's telephoning and welcoming new employees, making ticket sales calls, or volunteering research projects, they love his conviction and beliefs. This is like a freaking press release.
Listen to this. Listen to his sincerity. Does this sound like sincerity to you? Every team in our division, sans the Braves, have gone through times when not clicking on all cylinders. When our club plays our best baseball, we're going to be unbeatable. That sound like a sincere statement?
No, that sounds like...
Or does that sound
like you're an idiot?
A guy desperately trying to drum up some sort of confidence amongst his team. So they're going to be unbeatable with Smiley and Vargas and a half-arm Arrieta and Velasquez and a pig pen and a team that doesn't hit in the clutch. They're going to be unbeatable? Really? See, I'm harsh now, and I'm filled with hate. There's a reason why. Because I think this thing is a fraud that's perpetrated on the Phillies, on the fan base, by this front office, on this fan base. That fan base gets shown no respect. Didn't get any respect from McPhail, this Kapler with his nonsense. And I don't judge it by a phony wild card, a phony second wild card that was only reason why it was input was to keep everybody in the race. Everybody except the dreadful teams in the race. Mm-hmm. That does something for you? Nonsense.
Well, but he FaceTimed Gene Segura to tell him that he was batting fifth the evening before. He had to FaceTime him. Couldn't just text him. He had to FaceTime him. Oh, hi, Gene. Could you see me okay? Is the lighting okay in my FaceTime? Kidding me? FaceTime? No, we're citing FaceTime as an asset? Gotta be kidding me. Oh, man.
It's just ridiculous. How many times he uttered, Pavetta was dominant. Yeah, because he came in pitch warning against the Tigers. I mean, what? That's sincere? That's sincere? I'm sorry. It's delusional. But I don't think it's delusional because I think he knows what the deal is. He knows what time it is. So hence, it's a fraud that's perpetrated on the fan base.
All right, that was Bring the Heat, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Hit the line tonight, during the game, after the game, with your observations at 610-771-9751. All right, so I told you before we did Bring the Heat that I had to relay this Jalen Ramsey story to you. Now, when Jalen Ramsey was in college, he used to try and get in the opposition players' heads. Like if he was playing against a big receiver. So he was on a podcast, the Bussin' with the Boys with Tennessee offensive lineman, Titans offensive lineman Tyler Lewin, and Titans linebacker Will Compton. And here's the story he said. Here's what he said, and quote, he said, say I was playing a big receiver at whatever school. I would look up his Instagram and see his girlfriend. And I'd probably go slide in the DMs before the game. Before the game. The week before the game, I'd probably slide in the DMs. You know, we get to the game, he probably knows about it. Either he knows about it or he don't. But either way, I'm bringing it up during the game. Yeah, you know I slide in first name basis DMs with she hollering. People get hot about that. He's hitting up on guys' girlfriends. The week before a game.
You know you should do that?
That's advanced scouting.
You know you should do that?
No.
B. Mitch.
What?
Brian Mitchell. Now, this is before Instagram.
Was he sending a letter?
No, he would know the girl's name, and he would be like, yo, man, I was with, whatever.
Hanging with Keisha.
Yeah, last week. Yeah, I was with Pam last week.
And try and get in guy's head.
Uh-huh.
Well, it worked because he had a great career. That's insane. I love that the guys...
He used to always do that. That was a big thing. Like,
do some research.
He would say, how's Lisa's foot? You know, like... So,
did he find out something?
Mm-hmm. And he would be an intimate, you know.
Good intel?
Yeah, there's a mole somewhere, yeah.
Oh, he'd be tapping guys he played with along the line somewhere. Yo, what's his name's girl?
Oh, he would have something to say, yeah. that's great. That's not the first time.
That's to gain a little competitive edge.
Oh, yeah, because guys go crazy.
Well, you're messing with the girl.
You're nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some areas should be off limits, according to some. Clearly not Brian Mitchell or Jalen Ramsey, and probably many others.
That's great stuff.
I think Dicer said when he was on with Mike the one time that he used to get info on the umps and throw it out there to him, to the umps during games.
Yeah.
And try and use that for
whatever he says, though. Like,
yeah, he's a rat. 610-632-0975. Let's go to John in Palmyra on the Fanatic. Hey, Johnny.
I wanted to propose a trade with Miami. We'll trade Gabe Kapler for Donnie Baseball.
All right, for it.
I'm in.
He doesn't do all that, what do they call, linguistics or semantics? He just knows baseball.
Well, yeah, I mean, the semantics there, John, are just to hide from the fact to try and using convincing words and big words to convince you that he knows what he's doing. It's an overcompensation for the fact that he's in over his head.
I just am so frustrated with the way he's coaching. I think we need to get down to basics. I can't even understand Gabe Kapler when he's talking.
Well, he's talking a different language a lot of times.
Yeah, but it's not even that. I mean, let's be real. Yeah. I mean, he's not, look.
What does he do well?
He's not doing a good job.
Yeah, what's
That's
he do well?
That's the point. He can't handle a bullpen. Obviously, this team has struggled to hit with runners in scoring position. He hasn't done a good job. They failed last year down the stretch, and they're not playing well now. So what does it matter? He hasn't done well. I mean, he's not a good manager. That's it.
Yep.
Yeah.
End of story. Again, like, you look at coaches or managers in sports and go, well, what is he good at? What's his area of expertise or where he motivates players? Or he's a guy like Doug's great at having those guys, you know, play for him, loving on him. What is Gabe good at? I have no idea.
Well, again,
I heard the star player laugh at him about the curveball machine.
You look at his team and, you know, it's funny because he acts differently. And I don't know if it's real or if it's an act, but because he's a different kind of dude, it's about that, not about his performance.
Mm-hmm. So that kind of
the target is changed. And now all of a sudden, people that rally behind Gabe, it's like, oh, how can you're just running him out of town because he's different? Well, that's not true.
No,
because if he was a good manager, that stuff wouldn't matter.
It'd be endearing. When you win, those things are endearing.
They were in first place like they expected to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, there's no expectations. All of a sudden, there was no expectations for this year.
Yeah, that's a lot of revisionist history being cited.
Nonsense. Come on.
George in New York's on the Fanatic. What's up, George?
Yo, boys. How you doing today?
Georgie!
Hey, I got to tell you, I totally agree with you on that fraud comment. All right? Listen, I know Gillick personally, and Gillick could vouch for me that I could do both McPhail and Klentak's job and get paid what I get paid doing CPA work, all right? It'll save Middleton a lot of money. Let me go in there, fire McPhail, Klentak, and Kapler, and I'll bring in people that actually know how to do the job. This is a disgrace. It's a Major League Baseball team, and they're treating this second wild card like it's the holy grail that Indiana Jones is trying to find. Come on. Really?
That's a good line. Yeah, I know. I hear you. I'm going to give the job to Mikey Mizz, though.
No. Me and Mikey Mizz. Let Mikey Mizz let me do McPhail and Klentak's job, and Mikey Mizz can be down in the dugout doing Kapler's job, and Mikey Mizz would get you 90 wins. Easy.
So Mikey Mizz can be in the pinstripes.
This is unbelievable. You have an incredible genius working there for Middleton, and yet you have the little dweeb McPhail, Klentak, who doesn't know, you know, his rear from his elbow. And forget about Kapler. He is lost. That team has no direction whatsoever on the field.
I hear you, Georgie. I hear you, buddy.
Another satisfied customer, well,
here's
Georgie.
Here's the beauty. We got preseason football, baby. We got Eagles.
It's a great distraction,
Pretty
George.
Soon, none of it will matter. pretty soon, none of it will matter whatsoever.
It'll be completely, the baseball Philly season will be completely in your rear view.
Yes.
And you'll be just worried about
all the aggravation. You won't have any of it.
And you'll be counting down the days to October 22nd. Sure. When the Sixers open up. How about the schedule coming out Monday?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, man.
Yeah, we'll be at the NBA Experience Monday, Ant.
Yes,
and,
we will.
We're going down to Disney.
We will have the NBA schedule at the NBA Experience.
Yeah, so we're going to be there on Monday doing the show down in Florida, in Orlando, at the NBA Experience on the grounds of Disney World. And it's gonna be a lot of fun. They're going to have all kinds of dignitaries there. It's going to be the setup. And have you been to the NFL Experience?
No.
Yeah, I haven't either. But I'm looking forward to it. They got all kinds of crazy stuff to do, so we'll tell you all about it. And somebody, by the way, you can sign up at FanFest and also sign up online. We'll tell you how once the registration opens. We'll win a trip for four to Disney to go down there and take your family down and enjoy the NBA Experience. Get down there and
cool,
check it out.
Man. Yeah. Very cool.
So I know you'll be able to sign up at FanFest, and you'll also be able to sign up online. So we'll let you know all the details when that does open. So we're looking forward to it. We'll be down there again on Monday doing the show 10 to 2. And we're going down a little early for the weekend and check out the parks.
Sounds awesome.
Let's go to Whitey in the Northeast is on the Fanatic. What's up, Whitey?
Yo, what's up, Jay? What's up, T?
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, I don't know if I've ever been this excited for an Eagles season. I just painted my bedroom green.
That's so great.
I mean, since like the early 2000s, those four championship runs, that was so... You know, I mean, I kind of got pumped up each year for those, but this year, something special is going to happen. I know it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they could be better than what we expect. Like, that's the thing that could be really, wow, we could see something that we've never seen before.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. And I think Carson Wentz is going to throw at least 45 touchdowns.
Wow. All right, that's ambitious.
He's going to go nuts.
45.
Now, listen, you guys are like religion to me. I listen to you every day. Yeah, I've never called. You know what I mean? I've seen you guys at Nick's Roast Beef once, and I went to the club and say what's up, but I didn't. You know what I mean?
Ah, brother, thank you, man.
Anyway, you guys.
Do you have FanFest tickets?
No, I really would like to get some.
Yeah, you got it, brother. Hold on, man. We got you covered.
Hey, T, the past does matter, though, because like guys like Trot, you know what I mean? Weapon X. I mean, don't you think they all felt something when we won it?
I do. I think
every ex-player had to feel some.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think they did feel that. I do feel they. And I hear you about the past. But, honestly, does it really?
Do you want to let it go?
I kind of do.
You want to start fresh with 2017 and what happened in Minneapolis?
Because you know why? Because as I go back and I think about, like, there's guys I loved. I mean, I absolutely loved.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with Jaws, you know? But Jaws is the Pope of football. Like, to me, he's always there. Like, he's there now.
Yeah.
Listen, Jaws was there picking out Carson. He went to go scout Carson.
I remember that, yeah.
So, like, you know, like, he's still around. And those other guys, I love, like Dawkins, man. I love Detroit's my main man.
Yeah.
Run, I love Big John, those guys. But again, like, other than those handful of guys, all the memories, I mean, none of them were fulfilling. And I'm one that is extremely nostalgic. I am. I think it's a Philadelphia thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not, oddly.
No.
You're not nostalgic.
No.
Which is interesting to me. Because this town is... Nat, are you nostalgic? Natalie?
No, I shouldn't have headphones on.
I shouldn't have headphones on.
Yeah, but I'm not nostalgic at all. Like, I
are
don't
you nostalgic?
Care.
About what?
Sport. Are you nostalgic?
Yes.
Yeah, I can see you. It's like, to me, it's a Philadelphia thing. Chewness, are you nostalgic?
Yeah, of course.
I'm nostalgic about all things old Philly.
Yeah, there's something about Philadelphia.
We love old things.
That makes you nostalgic.
Yeah.
See, sometimes, though, we let the nostalgia and how great things were or what the way things were in the past cloud our ability to enjoy the present.
Yes.
But now you have a present that's worth letting the past go for.
Yes.
Yep.
So you got exactly where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
Like, it's odd. You're not like that.
Nope.
Mike's not like that.
Nope.
And it's weird because, like, that's a Philadelphia trait.
Yeah. Like, I don't care that the Flyers won the Cups in the 70s. I don't give a damn. That doesn't matter to me now.
Yeah, but correct. Nobody. But I'm not saying that because they won 100 years ago, that it should matter. But Gene Hart has a place in your heart.
Well, he's part of the soundtrack of my youth, but
all right. Well,
I don't sit here and fret it.
Okay, I'm not saying you do, but if I mention Gene Hart, you get a warm and fuzzy feel.
No.
Okay. Well, you were weird.
No, I mean, just...
You know, the idea, like, if I mention Harry Callis and you have no feeling, then you're weird. You're odd. You have no nostalgia. Well, that's fine.
Look, I miss Harry and I miss Gene Hart and I miss those voices.
No, but if you said no, you're then you have no...
It doesn't stir me.
Yeah, you have no romance.
No, I do miss Harry, like on a Sunday down the shore on the beach.
Well, are you nostalgic or you're not nostalgic? Like, if you're not nostalgic, that's all part of nostalgia, is voices and things and all that stuff. Like, I don't think, like, Mike has always made it a point to say he's not nostalgic. And I see it in him.
Yeah, it's something that I'm cognizantly trying not to be, because I want to be more present and stop worrying about that
stuff.
But
again, you don't try. You just are. You're not trying to do anything. But
when you've been nostalgic, though, you got to try to beat that out of you so you don't pee on the present.
Well, you can have both. It's my point today. This is my entire point for today, does this past even matter? Because we're living in this present, which dates back to 17. I'm counting that as the present. It will be the glory days of this franchise.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to right now, what's in front of me, and what's over the next decade. That's it. I can't.
Whole thesis is that the past doesn't matter to with the Eagles anymore.
To me, it does not matter.
Okay.
None of that stuff matters. And there's players, of course, that I loved and everything, and I always look at them fondly for what they gave and the effort.
See, I'm nostalgic by nature.
Yeah.
However,
that's your disposition.
I am. But you know, that's a Philadelphia trait, and it's always been. I can tell you the smell of stale, like, there is a stale beer smell that I love. Well, you tune that?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the smell of that. It's the smell of, there's a bar on the corner.
And the door's open.
Right.
Right.
And there's, I smell it in Wildwood. There is a...
It wafts out.
There's that smell. I love that. It's smell of my childhood.
You're a weirdo. Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. I got to tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook, because the wait is over. It's officially live in Pennsylvania. So as summer brings the heat, you can as well on your bets on your favorite teams. How about this? You can bet money line, spreads, parlays, props, and more on every game from anywhere in PA. So don't sweat the heat. Be a betting pro online or through the app, all while staying in your cool AC. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook, they're offering you a risk-free bet worth up to $500. So when you sign up promo code Jason, you get that risk-free bet. That means if you lose your first bet, FanDuel, they'll give you a refund in site credit. And if you're thinking of using your risk-free bet now, again, this is risk-free, so why not throw a couple shekels on some NFL preseason tonight? Don't forget, you can bet on that game risk-free, and you can take a chance, because if you lose, you'll get a refund in site credit. Plus, the FanDuel Sportsbook app is the only sports betting app available through the Apple Store. So download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now or visit FanDuel.com/sportsbook to claim your risk-free bet up to $500 with promo code Jason, JASON. Risk-free bet applies to first wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit. 21 plus and present in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic. Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
You can't hear it enough.
Can't hear it enough is right.
Oh, my goodness.
This is going to be great.
You're going to have that song at the top of the Billboard charts in no time. Let's get back to the phones. Mikey Miss coming up at the top of the hour. Let's go to Steven in Montgomeryville on the Fanatic. Hey, Steven.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
What's up, brother?
First time caller here.
Welcome.
So, I got two things. I called earlier, but I wasn't able to get on in the AM show. I had a moment. My school hosts the Iverson Classic, and I helped out with that. And I came home the next night and looked online on the Allen Iverson's Instagram, and I'm on there. So I'd love to meet him in person again.
All right.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Steve, I don't know. You brought up the morning show. I'm kind of out on it.
You guys are my favorite show by far, though.
Yeah, I don't know if can I really believe that? Like, I don't know if I believe you. Like, you came on, the first thing you said was about the morning show. So, you didn't say us. Like, if you came on, you said us or even whatever. But you didn't say that. So, I don't know. How am I supposed to believe you?
I'll do anything.
I know. Unfortunately, you know. I don't know, brother. You got to prove yourself next week. Or tomorrow.
Okay. More strategic thought process.
I need to hear that you really care about us.
How should I do that, Clay?
I don't know. It's up to you. It's up to you.
We're not going to tell you what to do.
It's up to you. And, you know, if you do, then maybe we'll give them to you. Otherwise, you can call your buddies in the morning.
Okay.
All right. That's your homework assignment.
Good luck, Steven. Chris in South Philly.
I mean, well, keep aside now. Yeah. Listen, I like to give everybody a shot, but I felt disrespected there.
What's up, Chris?
What's up, guys? How we doing?
What's going on, Chris?
Not much. So you guys were talking about the nostalgia thing. It reminded me, I'm driving right now. I'm on 95. I look down. I got my Iverson questions on. And, you know, that's nostalgia right there that, like, these sneakers, just the sneakers in general, like these Iversons are my favorite things. They're not the prettiest things to look at, but just wearing them reminds me of the good old days with the Sixers and Iverson. I feel like, I don't know.
Yeah, but I got news for you. You know what's funny? Like, I wouldn't even, like right now, I mean, other than the fact that AI is going to be a fan fest, I'm thinking about today. I'm thinking about Embiid and Simmons and Horford. Especially when it comes to the Sixers.
I'm just talking about nostalgia right now. That's all. You know, the whole, that's our.
I know, question. But like, what? Like, all right, so here's the question, right? Because this is about nostalgia. What if you're thinking about the Sixers, like, I think about now is that they're these are good days.
Oh, no, absolutely. No, listen, you're missing my point. What I'm saying is, like, say, like, me wearing these Iversons, like, I'm feeling these. Day instead of a pair of Jordans. You know what I mean? Because the Iversons just...
Yeah, because he played for the Sixers.
Yeah, I mean, like, we are... You know, you're right. Listen, we're nostalgic. That's part of our DNA, except yours. You're out. You have no nostalgic DNA.
No, I don't have a pair of Iversons.
Which is... Well, it is strange that you had no... DNA for that.
I'm trying to just live in the moment. Well, I mean, what good's it? Why am I going to waste any energy with what already happened?
No, but you know, by nature, you look. It's my whole thesis today, which is we don't. You're right. We don't need the past.
Yeah,
but for me, it's a lot. For me, it's a big deal because
you're taking something away.
Because I cherish it. I don't live in it, but I cherish it.
Mm-hmm. You discuss it.
You know, it's like anything else. I like stuff that happened. Like, I'm a museum person.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are. I am not. Like, I like to go to Hall of Fames to see historical stuff, but, like, I'm trying to move forward. You know what I mean?
So, if you were, you've never been to Europe, but if you went.
Nah, it's too old. Too much history. Too much nostalgia over there. I'll go to Banff.
Speaking of nostalgia, the Sixers just put up an awesome photo on their Twitter. You should check it out during the break. And they have Embiid,
go to Banff.
Horford, Mike Scott, Tobias Harris, Ben Simmons, and Josh Richardson all in their college uniforms.
Boy, wow, that's awesome.
It's a cool looking picture.
Look at that. Yeah, that's cool.
Nostalgic.
Very nostalgic. All right, maybe I'll get a poster of that. I'll put it in the house. I can reminisce. 610-632-0975.
Man, you.
I got all new pictures in my house. I don't have any old family photos or anything. It's all old. What good's that going to do me? All right?
Yeah, you know, all right.
It's liberating. You should try it.
I'm trying to with the Eagles. Like, it's like, I realize this because when the subject of McNabb came up, I was completely ambivalent.
Didn't stir you at all.
Like, it doesn't
matter. More nauseated.
It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like Dandy and I love B West, the whole thing, but it doesn't really matter.
610-632-0975. Mike at the top of the hour. Time for me to tell you about FanDuel. It's that time of year. Yeah, football season is back. Preseason slate tonight. Full slate. FanDuel Sportsbook is the officially live in PA. So you can now get your favorite bets in on your favorite teams. And you can bet money lines, spreads, parlays, props, and more on every game from anywhere in Pennsylvania. But don't sweat the summer heat. You can be a betting pro online or through the app. All while staying in the cool AC. And right now, FanDuel Sportsbook, they got an offer for you. Here it is. Risk-free bet worth up to $500. So when you sign up with promo code Jason, that means if you lose your first bet, so you can take a little risk, FanDuel will give you a refund in site credit. And if you're thinking of using that risk-free bet on perhaps one of these NFL preseason games, well, again, it's risk-free. So you can bet on any game tonight, risk-free, and you can take a chance because if you lose, you'll get a refund in site credit. Plus, FanDuel Sportsbook, the app is the only sports betting app that's available through the Apple Store. So download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now or visit FanDuel.com/sportsbook to claim your risk-free bet up to $500 with promo code Jason, J-A-S-O-N. Risk-free bet applies to first wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit, 21 plus and present in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic. Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
Hey, don't forget Cousins Corner Live Parks Casino tonight. Got a lot of people. Right before the game, we'll talk about it. Ooh. 6 to 7. Get it up to kick off. We'll get y'all set up. Cousins Corner from Parks Casino and the new sportsbook.
Yeah, it's preseason game number one tonight. We'll see how much we see of Miles Sanders or Jordan Howard or Carson Wentz. Probably not, but I'm sure we'll get a little dose of Nate Sudfeld tonight to whet your appetite, Anthony. Let's go to Dan on the
Fanatic. I'm in on that.
Yo, Dano. Oh, Dan, you
hey,
want to
Cousin
be...
Hey, Cousin Jason.
What's up, brother?
Yo, what's up, Danny?
Football is back after that fight song. I just got one thing for you guys. Let's go!
There you go, Dan. Enjoy it tonight, man. Football's back. It's on the field tonight. Everybody's pumped up. Steve in Jenkintown on the Fanatic. Steve-o.
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Hey, what's Steve.
Up? How are you? Listen, I'm really pumped to come see you guys for respect. It's going to be a blast. We're going to have ourselves a great time.
Yeah, no question, man. It's coming up just over 2 weeks.
And, you know, you guys are talking Eagles. Thank goodness, right? By the grace of God, the birds are back in town, baby, because the Phillies ain't doing too much for me and my, you know, affinity for them as well, you know. I'm really looking forward to seeing Carson even geared up. If he's not, that's cool, too, you know, during the preseason games. I hope he's kind of weary, and I hope he, you know, pays attention to his body. I know he's a warrior. You know, these guys are the truest form of warriors that we have to view on our televisions. That and the MMA stuff. But I still feel like these guys are the modern-day gladiators. Pretty pumped up, charged up about it. So,
like it, brother. Yeah, we're fired up, man.
Yeah, enjoy it, man.
Enjoy it, my brother.
I'll see you guys for FanFest, all right?
You got it, Stevie.
All right, later.
Yeah, FanFest coming up 2 weeks from Saturday, Ant. Again, coming up on Monday, we're going to be on the road. We are going to be out of state, down in the Sunshine State, down in Florida. At the end, it's the grand opening of the NBA Experience.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll do the show there Monday, and
yeah, very cool.
It's going to be a lot of fun down there, checking out all the everything that the NBA Experience has to offer, and we'll be talking about that much more. And we're heading into preseason week two coming up on Monday. But tonight, the game in hand tonight against the Titans. Any last thoughts about what you're going to see tonight?
We got some thoughts for 6 o'clock.
Okay, yeah, save that for. I don't want to. I don't want you to make use all your programming now. Any guests tonight at 6?
We have a guest at 6, yes.
You just don't know who it is yet?
I'm waiting for one of them to get back to me.
You got a couple lines in the water?
I do.
Some chum?
Yes.
There you go.
Some chum.
All right. Mikey Miss is coming up next.
I love when you vamp. I'm going, dude. Like, go right on 6 o'clock.
Yeah, well, you got the show tonight down at Park. You're going to have a good time tonight.
Yes, we will.
And
yes, we will. I love the Cousins Corner. We have a lot of fun. We geek out, which is part of that show.
Yep, and the game tonight, 7:30. And enjoy the football game tonight, everybody. We'll be talking about it tomorrow. And Mike's got you coming up next, 2 to 6, right here on The Fanatic. And his handoff, as always, brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. That's where you'll get specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. And for more info, you can always go to their website. And that, of course, is hand2shouldercenter.com. Andrew, great job today. We crank it up again tomorrow. Football Friday tomorrow, actually after a game. What a novel concept. So we'll break down the preseason game week number one coming up tomorrow on the program. Have a great afternoon, everybody. Mikey Miss up next right here. Tim McManus today is joining Mike, at 4:10 today? Is that right? Yeah, Tim McManus at 4:10. Stay tuned. Mike's up next on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.